Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara and we're joined by comedian Kevin McGarren. Hi Kevin, how are you?
Hi Trina, how are you getting on?
Good, good. We were just saying about Leah Varadkar stepping down. It is a job I wouldn't do for all the tea in China.
Oh my God.
When you think of jobs, yeah. What you would like to do and what you just couldn't do. Politics, oh my God.
What happened in New York? Like something went down that he was like, I need to change career. He had definitely had an eat, pray, love kind of a holiday there on Paddy's Day.
He had a moment. He was like, do you know what? Forget this. I'm done.
I'm going to start a podcast.
I think a lot of people get to that stage in jobs, don't they? Were you ever at that stage yourself before you became a comedian?
I worked very few real jobs. Like I worked in building sites. I worked in bars. So they were very low pressure jobs. So...
I'm sure all the barmen listening and all the builders listening will be delighted.
The positions that I was in, they were very low pressure. I do remember, like, I used to work in a factory and several times a week I would fantasize about injuring myself. I was just like, you know, if I just sawed off a little bit of my finger, I could go home and I could be off for 2 days.
Yeah, it's not great when you find yourself in a job where you think to yourself, if I could just injure myself so I could get to go home, it's probably not the job for you.
No, it backfired. I was working in a bar and I was smashing glass in the basement trying to make room and I cut myself really badly. And then I was like, man, if I just cut myself a bit more, I'll be able to go home. So I did. And it backfired. The head barman was like, that's not that bad. Just patch it up and continue working for another 7 hours. So I was like, ah!
Oh, they were temporary jobs. They didn't last too long for you. When did the whole, let's be a comedian here. I'm sure the family were only over the moon at the prospect of this, thinking Kevin's going to be living at home for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I think when I told my parents that I wanted to study animation, they were like, oh Christ, you know, but at least there might be money in it. And then when I said, okay, I'm quitting animation and I'm going to be a comedian, I think they just gave up on me completely. They're just like, okay, well, let's just invest our time in the other two sons.
So the first gigs that you did, do you remember doing it? How old were you when you started doing comedy? Because I always consider you newish to the scene. And then when you look at your videos, like you're doing this absolute decades.
Yeah, I mean, I started after college. I think I was about 20. I was about 19 or 20 at my very first gig. Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 37 now.
So 20 years nearly doing this.
That's nuts. Don't say that, please.
Just aged you there in an instant. My God.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah, my first one, I think it was in the Halfpenny Bridge Inn, and it wasn't an absolute disaster, so I kept doing it. It's a fun business. I think I just like hanging out with funny people. I love hanging out with comedians.
To get the material, you have to kind of live a life. I think so many people don't get out there and live their life, so therefore the material's not there. You have to kind of be out and about, don't you? Doing things and watching people and seeing what's going on.
Yeah, like I'm jealous of comedians who work in offices because so much humour comes out of an office. So that's why most of my material now is about being an angry dad. it's the only life experience that people can actually relate to.
You're welcome to come into our office, and I would recommend if you want any material, you need to hang around the kitchen area. Like, we call it bitching in the kitchen. So I think it'd be good.
Yeah, because nobody does the smoking area really anymore. Smoking area is kind of dying. It's all in the kitchen. Gone. A lot of arguments in RT was smelly food in the kitchen. People who bring in just the smelliest food. I was convinced like people are like just at home just going like, what's the smelliest thing I could bring in and leave in the fridge in RT for about 8 days? That was one thing that drove me mad. Smelly kitchen food.
We've had people who have heated up fish in the microwave in our small open plan.
You can't. Don't be bringing fish into the office.
Don't be bringing your fish
in. There's no place for fish in the office.
No. And then yesterday, someone was obviously on a health kick and there has been a bag of, you know, those kind of carrot batons. That's been in the fridge for at least 3 weeks there now. And nobody's going to touch it because you'll get in trouble if you throw someone's food out. But clearly nobody's going to eat these. So you can't win. And nobody unloads the dishwasher or loads the dishwasher.
And you can't be the post-it person. Nobody likes the posted person where you do the passive aggressive, hey guys, just a little quick note. Just be aware that if you don't clean out your fridge, it stinks. You can't be that passive aggressive, no. Patrick. Nobody likes that person.
But then it gets to the point where you just explode. Why am I always the one who unloads the dishwasher?
I think that's my method. I tend to let things build up until there's a violent explosion.
Your life experience now, Kevin, is based on being a dad. Have you got one child?
We got two. I got a 3-year-old called Wallace and a 1.5-year-old called Jesse.
I got a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. I know. You just walked into the shop and purchased them off the shelf. So how is that going? Yeah. Is it manic in your house?
Yeah, it can be pretty crazy. One isn't too bad. Two isn't too bad either, because you can kind of mark them each. If you're like a two-parent household and you're a two-child household, you can kind of mark them. But I think when you get into three kids, then it's like there's like a man free. It's like if you get a player sent off and then they have an extra player on the team. Mm-hmm. And you're like, who's marking the lad in the high chair? Come on, lads, we need to work together here. So it can be quite panicky.
Yeah, number three changes everything. When you think of it all, family holidays are for two adults, two children. Cars are really for two kids in the back when you think of car seats. Everything is for a family of four. So you want to be careful now, Kevin.
Yeah, no, look, I don't think we're going to expand it. I think we have enough players on this team. Compared to like, I can't believe how many kids people had like in the 80s and 90s. People like six kids. That just seems insane to me now.
Well, you know Damon Farrelly, who does the show straight after me, he's from a family of 12. 12 children. And sorry, just to add more to this, his mother was widowed really, really young, in her 40s. So she had 12 kids to rear by herself.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow.
What a woman. You're coming to Liberty Hall, Kevin. I feel like everybody is doing Liberty Hall. It's become the place, hasn't it, in the last while? Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, there weren't running that many gigs there up until a couple of years ago. And I remember myself and my wife were organizing like a fundraiser for Yemen, and some people said, check out Liberty Hall. And it was a great venue. And since then, like loads of comedians have started going there because it's a big size. It's in the city center. And if you're a performer, like the rates are really good because it has like a history of Irish socialism, basically. That's what James Connolly and the boys used to meet up to run their gigs back when they were doing stand-up back in the 1920s.
Back when they were doing their stand-up.
So there's a lot of great history to it, you know?
Yeah.
And they're lovely people to deal with.
I feel like I've interviewed a lot of people recently and we're always saying Liberty Hall at the end of the interview. So you're there April 26th. This show is called Shy Talker, about you being terminally lazy. Now, how is it possible to be terminally lazy when you've got two under fours running around?
Well, see, that's the thing. They do take a lot out of you. I have friends of mine with no kids and they talk about like, oh God, I was so hungover today. And I'm just like, shut up.
I know.
I wish I could enjoy a hangover again. I look back on my hangovers. They're beautiful memories. You eat two takeaways in a day and watch three films and just scratch your arse on the couch all day.
Do you remember being able to go for a nap?
I know. You can't be hungover with kids at all. You can't go for naps.
No, I just love that.
I don't respect the nap at all.
This is why I haven't drank in years. I just can't do it. There's no point. So I just started on the lemonade instead.
I'm waiting until their 18th birthday and then I'm going to go mad. And then they're going to have to carry me home.
Do you take it in turns? Like, do you ever get a day where you have to do nothing and your missus does nothing another day?
Well, like the fact that I'm kind of touring, like those are like kind of mini holidays. You know, you have to stay in Galway or stay in Castlebar or Sligo or somewhere. And Siobhan's very much minding the kids. So I can't be looking for... I can't be looking for days off when I'm doing that. I have to pretend they're hard work.
So Kevin is planning on booking in basically a gig for every single night till the end of the year to get the break from the kids.
At least until they're 18,
yeah. Brilliant. Okay. All right. Where can we get the details, Kevin, if we want to follow you there on your socials, as they say?
It's just at Kevin McGarren or kevinmcgarren.com for any details on gigs and stuff like that. I'm in Castlebar Friday, Galway Saturday, doing Navan, Cork, a few more dates added, Belfast, Cavan and Dublin. I think that's about it.
Because you're from Cavan, aren't you?
I'm a Cavan boy.
Are the rumours true? Are you tight with the old cash?
I am so sick of this. Like, I feel like slagging off Cavan people is the last acceptable form of racism. I will not entertain
it. Come here. I'm a Northsider from Dublin. I know what it's like to be slagged off.
Oh, Well, you have like the commitments and stuff like that, you know, Dr. Quirky. What do we have in Calvin?
A lot of money under the carpet. Go on. All right. See you,
nice
Kevin.
Talking to you,
bye. Bye. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.